Former Obama-era Housing and Urban Development Secretary and Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro says more needs to be done to help communities affected by hazardous waste. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
As part of his latest swing through rural northern Nevada, Castro met with leaders from the Yerington Paiute tribe yesterday to discuss how that community has dealt with the groundwater contamination caused by the Anaconda copper mine. Some people living around the now-defunct mine have elevated levels of arsenic and uranium in their groundwater, making it unsafe to consume. The area was slotted to become a designated federal Superfund site, in which the Federal Environmental Protection Agency would oversee cleanup efforts, but it has since been given over to the state to manage. Castro says the federal government could do more to help communities affected by hazardous waste left by industry.
We have so many Superfund sites already identified, and then a lot of sites that may not be designated as Superfund sites, but should be. And so in the years to come, we're going to have to hold the private sector more accountable and also dedicate more public resources to remediating Superfund sites.
In addition to meeting with Native leaders, Castro also met with voters in Douglas County. The Texas Democrat has so far had a lackluster result in polling and has made Nevada a critical part of his campaign. Paul Boger, KUNR News.